interview with Jeff Cooper, a candidate for city council. So, Jeff, the first thing I ask is, what makes you want to do this? Why do you want to run for city council?
I've been involved in the city for, over 15 years, doing numbers of different things, and it just seems like a natural progression. I love being involved and love doing good, great things for the town that I love.
Great.
That's why I'm involved.
Good. So as you approach the campaign, what kind of questions are you getting from people at your events? What would people like to see from you?
Oh, what are your priorities? It's a big question I can get. What are you going to do about the budget? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about our traffic problems? What are you going to do about the environment? What are you going to do about West LA College? What are you going to do about PXP? What are you going to do?
This sounds like a job for Superman, not just city council.
It is, and
What's your primary focus as you look towards taking office?
I need to have fiscal stability here in the city first thing, and that of course goes to the budget. There's so many important issues to our city, but until we get a good arm around our budget issues and get that thing stabilized, that's the first priority that I'm looking to address. And that comes from the city, which is already taking action to internally and making a lot of moves, to I think the big part of the city council's responsibility, which is promoting itself, reaching out to good solid businesses that enhance our community to bring them in here.
Okay. So your experience with the commissions, you were on the Planning Commission and Parks and Rec?
Parks and Recreation Commission.
Okay. And so from Parks and Rec Commission, how do you see yourself taking that experience, that background that you have, and taking that to City Council? Where would you see the similarities between the two?
The similarities are what I learned on City Council. When I came on to City Council, I thought I could come with my opinion and get things done. And I was, albeit a little naive, what I learned was when you come to sit on that dais and you have an issue, it's your responsibility to hear number one from your constituents, mm-hmm. and definitely hear what they have to say and what their opinion is. Number two, you have to take what the information that the staff is providing you. And then number three, you get to sit up on this dais with four other people and share your thoughts and share your views and reach some consensus. And maybe you come with a point of view from taking into effect what the city says and what your constituents say, but some you have to leave your mind open. And that's one big thing that I learned how to do, is how on each and every issue to do my research, talk to people, to listen. Mm-hmm. And that way it would makes me that much more educated on the issue and open to really understand.
Great. So you see yourself as a consensus builder?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So in building consensus, where do you start?
I think you've got to have a corroboration, cooperation, mm-hmm. and a bit of compromise. I mean, I'm realistic to know that whatever I want to do and whatever agenda and things I want to do to help our city, I need to have at least two other councilmen that need to go along with me. I want to work with our council. I don't want to work with a council that's backbiting each other and has divisiveness. I want to work with four people that we get along. And if we have divergent opinions, we respect each other. And regardless of us disagreeing on one issue, when that issue's over, we have a brand new issue to deal with, and we don't carry anything over into this next issue. That's one thing, that's how I operate and how I function. Regardless if something that I want doesn't happen, I realize that it's not about me, mm-hmm. it's about the people that I represent.
Great. So you're looking back from April 2014, and what is it you're most pleased that you have accomplished?
What I've accomplished is that our city doesn't have a deficit anymore, that our city's has sustainable programs, incentives to people to help, you know, bring our city even more greener. Our city is doing a lot of things internally to become green, mm-hmm. and we can do more. Not only is the responsibility of our city, but of the citizens and every business, and doing, I'm looking to incentivize that. So I see that at the end of 2014. I see us having a better traffic plan in our city, and that comes with not working internally, but working with LA, who surrounds us on all four sides, mm-hmm. to devise something that works.
So if you wanted to ask for someone's vote, what would you present as your strongest point?
My strongest point is that I'm a good listener, I'm a strong leader, and I've gotten things done, and at the end of my 4 years that I'm going to represent the people, and they're going to be proud to vote for me again for 4 more years.